You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
Okay, so very welcome this today to the Gospel Reflection. This Sunday, which will be the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, it is the Gospel according to Matthew, taken for chapter 4, and it is the call of the disciples. So Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were making a cast in the lake with their nets, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And so the same happens with John, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They also in the boat, mending their nets with the people that are employed by them, although it doesn't say it in this gospel. And Jesus calls them, and they follow him. So it's really about the call of Christ, I suppose, the response to the call of God in our lives, to be always ready and to respond, that whenever he steps into our lives, that we are ready to respond. First of all, to recognize him for who he is, recognize the call, and then to have the courage to respond. But one of the things related to this gospel is that I find for myself, reflecting on how things are, that maybe it's good to look at in the context of the whole, because yes, sometimes we have conversion moments. Sometimes it's very easy for us to kind of respond to the Lord's call, and we recognize it in our lives, and our hearts are full of fire, and we go with it. But in the ordinary things in life, the ordinary occasions, it mightn't always be that way. It is not always that clear-cut, and it's not always that dramatic. So while this is a dramatic moment in their lives, and we all have dramatic moments in our lives when we stand up, we also need to recognize the times in our lives that the Lord is calling us, and that we need to recognize it and respond. And this can be in big things, but also in small things. And one of my reflections upon this particular gospel, either here in the Gospel of Matthew or in the other Gospels, is that most likely Jesus already knew them, and they knew Jesus already. I mean, if we take it from our last week's gospel, from according to St. John, it is the passage in which St. John the Baptist introduces the first disciples, being Andrew and John, to Jesus. He points them out, "Behold the Lamb of God." And when he does that the second time, they go with him. And he asked, "Master, where do you stay? Rabbi, where do you stay?" And he says, "Come and see." And that is the first and most important thing, I think. First of all, we have to come and see and get to know Jesus. Spend time with him and walk with him. And presumably, this is my own reading, from the River Jordan, they went back up north, and they went to settle in Capernaum. If it happens directly or with time, I mean, I don't know, and we can't necessarily read the Gospels chronologically and compare them in that way. But I mean, it seems to be plausible to me that they went with him, they were touched. The encounter with God is always something that changes us. But they didn't walk away and went home and put it in the bank of memory. I suppose there wasn't really pictures or movies yet to kind of make memories of them and store them. No, they recognized it, and they stayed with him, and they learned to get to know him, and they went to Capernaum, and wherever Jesus moved there, we know that from one of the gospel passages, and possibly the call came then after they already knew him. They didn't know him in depth, but he was probably a good friend of the house at this stage. I mean, things started to happen. They saw it, and then they had the courage to respond. And this is the pattern of, okay, we are caught by the Lord. We come and see. Then we have a moment, maybe a time of silence, where we just go keep working, like the like Peter and Andrew and James and John did. But there is moments that the Lord is calling us to do something and come to action. So from spending time with him, from contemplation, we move into listening, and then perceiving, and then we move into action when that time is there, to witness our faith and to be part of the plan that God has for the world and for ourselves, to have the courage to respond. So there's an important aspect of growth in there, I think, but also the spontaneous ability to respond to the call when the Lord is really inviting us to come to Him, to walk with Him, and to become fishers of men.